So I want to ask you also about an area that you've had interest in and done some work in, and you actually have a patient to talk about, and that is the issue of the Oncotype DCIS score. And you have this 56-year-old lady. Maybe you can talk a little bit about her.
Right. She's a 56-year-old, obviously postmenopausal female who had a small area of DCIS, 1.2 centimeters or so, had a wide excision with negative margins, and again, tried to make a decision whether this patient needs whole breast radiotherapy or can avoid radiotherapy. It was a grade 2 lesion. So in that patient, we used the DCIS score with the idea that if the score comes back as low, her risk for local recurrence in the breast is low, around 10% or so, and then you can potentially avoid radiotherapy. Now, the DCIS score is a little bit different than sort of the invasive score because clearly it's prognostic for risk of in-breast recurrence. However, it's not predictive of radiotherapy benefit. It's not sort of the same as we've seen with the chemotherapy benefit. This was shown to be prognostic in the ECOG 5194 trial, eventually validated in the Ontario cohort, and eventually a meta-analysis of the two trials gave us more granularity in terms of outcomes of these patients. So essentially what that tells us is that if you have a low DCI score, you have much lower risk of local recurrence than if you have an intermediate or high recurrence score. But an interesting observation from that experience was that when you do a multivariate analysis, you look at independent predictors, age of the patient and size of the tumor, as well as the DCIS score, are independent predictors. And when you actually introduce the DCIS score in the model, the hazard ratios from size and age or menopausal status do not change at all. In other words, those factors are totally independent predictors. So the way I interpret the data with this is that if I have a patient who has favorable criteria otherwise, meaning postmenopausal like this lady with a small DCIS under 2 centimeters, if I get a favorable score, like a low score, which this patient had, then that would be a patient that would consider avoiding radiotherapy because the risk of recurrence is essentially 10% or less, depending on when the DCIS score falls. I don't feel compelled to use it in a different way in a younger patient, like let's say 40 or 45-year-old, or a patient with a large DCIS, because if the score comes back low, then you have to modify your estimate for recurrence upwards because of the clinical pathologic factors, because they're independent. So I use it more to actually help my decision to avoid radiotherapy if I was on the verge for somebody that's postmenopausal, let's say, and has a small tumor. So because the estimates of risk of recurrence are independent, essentially, on the DCIS score and tumor size and menopausal status. But I think that can be helpful for patients that actually are postmenopausal with small tumors that can validate either what you avoid radiotherapy, or on the other hand, if the score is high, then push these patients to receive radiotherapy because that will certainly reduce the risk of local recurrence.
I have the feeling that the DCIS recurrence score is not utilized that often. Is that your impression? And if so, why?
That's true. And the reason is sometimes that the decision of not giving radiotherapy is made independent of the score sometimes. As we know, about 30% of the women or so do not receive radiotherapy after DCIS in the United States. So that decision is made based on patient preference sometimes. The patients don't want to get radiotherapy, or physician preference. On the other hand, also, a lot of patients with DCIS nowadays still get mastectomies for reasons that sometimes are justified or for reasons of preference. In other words, some patients present with more extensive disease that require a mastectomy. Some patients have a choice. They say, I like a mastectomy because that's sort of like the warning sign, the DCIS, I don't want to get the invasive cancer, I don't have to go through treatment. So based on all that, this somehow dilutes all the numbers. But indeed, the DCIS score is not used as much as you would think it should be used. Part of the issue is also that it doesn't predict benefit from radiotherapy. You can say to the patient, okay, you may have a 10% risk of local recurrence, not a 20% risk. But if the patient says, well, if I get radiotherapy, what would my risk be? Essentially, it would be about 50% of that. It would be 5%. And some people may want to get the radiotherapy for a 5% benefit. Some people may not. So it's a different situation as we have with the invasive recurrence score, where you have a low recurrence score, you don't get any benefit from chemotherapy, period. That's a much easier decision not to do it.